Pray as we stand. Heavenly Father, on this special holy night, we ask that you would open our hearts afresh to the significance of the one who was born and his relevance for today. And we ask for his sake. Amen. Do take a seat. Well, nearly everyone does it these days. That is, we find out something we want to know by Googling it. I wonder if you know what the UK's top trending search terms on Google were in 2015. Well, according to Google's annual review of its users' activity, the top 10 included Jeremy Clarkson, who was a drop from Top Gear in March after punching one of the show's producers, and Lady Colin Campbell, after the socialite appeared on ITV's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. But the most popular term in the UK was Cilla Black, the singer and TV star who died in August, aged 72, following a stroke. Now, for the world as a whole, former US basketball player Lamar Odom topped the list with his Kardashian connections and unfortunate accident in October. Charlie Hebdo, after the killings in January, came second. Well, it's interesting that the most popular terms Googled in 2015 were names. Now, names carry a lot of significance, not just because they represent someone and their identity, but also because names sometimes have a meaning. Now, we read in our Bible reading from Matthew's Gospel that the baby of Bethlehem that we remember this evening would be associated with two names in particular. One very well known and the other less well known. And these names tell us the key things that we need to know about Christmas. So let's think about the less well known one first. Matthew tells us that all this, that is Mary becoming pregnant before she'd slept with Joseph, and Joseph having it all explained to him, took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, the thing that we need to recognize about this name is that it tells us who the baby is. Matthew in his gospel tells us the significance. He quotes the prophecy, including the name, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. And then he adds, this means God with us. Now, this is what Christmas is about. God is with us, as we're going to sing in Hark the Herald. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. I wonder how many of us have been to Work's Christmas Do's this year, or know others who have. Well, in a recent survey, it was revealed that 19% said that they hate Christmas parties. That seems rather sad, but it is a reminder that for some, Christmas is not the best time of the year, as It's a Holly Jolly Christmas likes to say to us. I wonder if you knew that 500,000 UK families will have an empty chair at Christmas lunch because they've lost someone this year. Christmas can also highlight difficulties in general in relationships or financial issues or health challenges. But Christmas tells us that the baby is Emmanuel, God with us. God has come and shares our experiences, if we'll recognise it. Well, just imagine that you're at the airport waiting for a family Christmas reunion. Your successful older brother is flying in from New York. He's been there for the last 10 years whilst you've struggled on at home. Dad died 6 months ago. Mum's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. You're out of work and the debts are piling up. He approaches with more bags than you expected and with tears in his eyes. I'm back for good now, he says. We'll get through this together. Well, that is the meaning of Christmas. We're not to simply think of the baby in the nativity scene. God, the divine, eternal Son, became our elder brother. He joined himself to our family in all its poverty, and he promised his life to help us. So when you see the baby in the manger, you're really seeing a promise. He's committing himself to our race and to our predicament. In the stable, the Christmas child, though speechless, is speaking volumes. Essentially, he's saying, I'm here now. I have come to shoulder your burdens, just like the promise said. We read in our New Testament reading from Philippians, though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself. See, Christmas tells us that the newborn king is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. But there's a second name, the one we usually associate with the Christmas baby. We read that an angel appeared to Joseph and said, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Now, Jesus is a name that many at the time would have been familiar with, usually in its Hebrew form, Joshua. And the meaning of the name is, God saves. So here is a baby, God come in the flesh, God with us, who has come to rescue. Now, if the name Emmanuel tells us who he is, the name Jesus tells us what he came to do. Now, if you were listening carefully, you might remember that in the reading, Matthew tells us that the angel told Joseph, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And it goes on, for he will save his people from their sins. Now, you know, the human race faces many problems. The climate's getting more extreme. We seem to hear daily of war and terrorism. And we face the challenges of economic difficulties and challenges in our families and in our relationships. But the biggest problem the human race has is the problem that we have with God. We often sing in our carols about living in this world of sin. And it's an unfashionable word, but it describes how each of us has turned away from God. We fail to keep his commandments. We fail to love our neighbour. We fail to engage with our Maker and relate to him as we were made to do. And this is a serious problem because it means we're guilty before him and indeed separated from knowing the fullness of his love now and forever. I wonder if you've wondered why we celebrate Holy Communion at Christmas. We share bread and wine to remember Jesus' death at a time most expect to think of his birth. But that's because the two cannot be separated. The baby in the manger is Jesus, who came to save his people from their sins. Because as he grew up, Jesus' burden-bearing nature took him all the way to the depths of the pit, all the way to death. And as he died, Jesus took on himself people's sins and all the judgment that they deserve. The cross shows just how far our elder brother goes to shoulder our burdens. Love bears the cost. And on the cross, Jesus bore the cost of all that separates those who will believe in him from God, paying off debts to God in full. And to prove it, he burst through death and into life on Easter Sunday, as we read in Philippians 2. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him. Jesus means God saves. He will save his people from their sins. Now, virtually everyone does it these days. Many Google names for the latest gossip or information about a person. Well, Christmas is about one whose names tell us who he is, Emmanuel, God is with us, and why he came, Jesus, who saves his people from their sins. So you see, this is the message of Christmas in two names. The question to us is, what do we make of this one that Christmas is all about? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Christmas season and all that it means and all the fun and festivities that we enjoy. But we thank you for the heart of it. We thank you that it is all about this one who is God with us, Jesus, who came to save his people from their sins. And we pray that you would open our hearts afresh to him this Christmas. And we ask for his sake. Amen.